USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
We have not had an ambassador to Ukraine since 2019, when then-President Trump removed Marie Yovanovitch from the job. Now that the U.S. said it would reestablish its presence in Ukraine, President Biden has made his pick to fill the role.
Biden nominated Bridget Brink as the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. From Michigan, Ms. Brink speaks many languages from the region and was a part of the U.S. Embassy in Slovakia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meanwhile, the Kremlin unleashed a string of attacks against rail and fuel stations far from the front lines of Russia's eastern offensive. The move is seen as an attempt to interrupt Ukrainian efforts to get supplies for the fight, Washington approving a $1 to $65 million ammunition sale to Ukraine, while also providing $300 million in financing to buy more supplies. Wall Street ended Monday on a positive note thanks to tech stocks. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.